This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, October 27th, 2022. According to the Seattle Times and the Chinook Observer, Jamie Walch, an architect, a mother of five, and the wife of State Representative James Walch, was killed on Monday when her car crossed the center lane on Route 101 near Cosmopolis and ran head-on into a log truck. Walch, an active and popular member of the Aberdeen community, was 58 and driving a Chrysler 300. Both drivers were wearing seat belts. The driver of the log truck was not injured. The crash remains under investigation. Route 101 encircles the Olympic Peninsula. It has blind curves in places and is subject to a variety of weather conditions throughout the year. The scenery is lovely, but can be distracting, because on 101 there are lots of trucks and lots of accidents. Earlier this month, a driver died south of Brennan on a sharp curve. He was going too fast. Accidents take only seconds to happen. There was a meet and greet for the community to initiate the Port Townsend Golf Course and Mountain View Commons concept planning on Tuesday. Part of that engagement process took place at the golf club and then at Mountain View Commons. City Manager John Morrow and Chris Jones of the Seattle design firm Groundswell were at the golf course clubhouse to answer questions and get feedback. There were about 30 people there, almost all golfers. There were Save Port Townsend Golf Course pamphlets on the tables, and people energetically filled out opinion forms. These dedicated golfers are motivated to keep their historic golf course and have been planting shrubs, repairing benches, and rehabbing sand traps. They hope to attract more players to help make the course more viable. If you want to get involved, go to saveptgolfclub.com. Carrie Hilt, Director of Parks and Recreation, informed KPTZ that there is now a well on the golf course, providing all the water it needs and saving the city quite a bit of money. Obviously, there is a long process ahead before a plan appears or a decision is made about this important piece of city property. We are still in the project startup phase. What happens in the green heart of the city will be important for years to come. If you go to the City of Port Townsend website, cityofpt.us, and click on the golf course / Mountain View Commons banner on the homepage, you can find out more about the project. Read over 100 comments so far from the community and submit your own if you want to help shape the direction of the project going forward. The city is actively inviting applications and reapplications for the Fort Worden Public Development Authority Board of Directors. Last week, I mentioned that there are at least 3 board positions that need to be filled, and since then have been asked by the city to point out the importance of this search. Mayor David Faber says, quote, "The success of the Fort Worden PDA is fundamental to the success of our community." Since their recent appointment, the new board of directors has made significant progress in stabilizing and strengthening Fort Worden. "I thank those 2 members whose terms have been completed, encourage them to reapply, and also encourage others to apply." Unquote. This is National Friends of the Library Month, and a letter from Fran Post in The Leader outlines all the way in which our friends of the Port Townsend Library support this center of fun and learning. Post writes, quote, "We are always looking for new members and volunteers, and we have a lot of fun while working to make our community better." Unquote. Go to friendsofptlibrary.org and click Join. Election Day is coming. Get your ballots filled out and in the mail by November 8th or sooner if you would like to stop thinking and worrying about this overheated contest. Anyone needing a replacement ballot should contact the county auditor's office. Extremely low tides will cancel the 10 a.m. ferry from Port Townsend and the 10:40 run from Coopville tomorrow and Saturday. There are quite a few low tide cancellations coming as we move into November. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can reach us at news@kptz.org. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to vote.